Wow. Okay. This is probably the second hardest thing I've ever had to do. I hate speaking. But the first hardest thing was getting into this program. I've discovered what makes it hard is fear. And it's my own fears, and I need to work through those, and that's why I decided to speak today. It's my next step in this program. So, and I also went through different things I could say, you know, I'm supposed to tell you what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. And I could simplify it and say it sucked, and it was a lot of work, and it's great today, and with that I passed, but I figured that wouldn't cut it. So, anyway, I was probably about 14 the first time I tried drinking, and probably right around the same age when I tried pot. Discovered I really didn't care for either of those. You know, I'd do it periodically with friends, whatnot. All through high school, they called me mom because I took care of everybody that was drinking. I didn't do it myself. But when I was 18, they introduced me to cocaine. And that was it. I loved it. I discovered that if I used cocaine, I could drink. If I drank, I could hang out with all of my friends. And I didn't have to, I could keep up with them. That was not a good place for me. Okay, now I'm getting nervous. I went on like that for quite a while. I mean, I was 19 the first time I tried smoking it. Really liked that. Got pregnant at the age of 21, got married and got pregnant. I quit. So obviously, I didn't have a problem with it. I could quit, and I lasted about 16 years that way, just on and off periodically, but I had a daughter I was taking care of, and that was my priority. They say that if you're an addict, you go back to where you were and you can quit for periods of time, and that's what I did. I quit for periods on my own. I had it in my head that because I knew I had a history of drug addiction or alcoholism in my family, that I could control it. If I knew what the problem was and I was vigilant, I was okay and I could go ahead and use. I just had to watch myself. Drugs don't work that way. They took over my life. By the time I was probably my mid-30s, I started to use real heavy. Started on weekends, and it was all weekend. The highlight of my 30s was when I discovered I could use cocaine and not have to put alcohol with it. Because I had this warped notion in my head that if I drank before noon, it made me an alcoholic. I mean, this is how screwed up my thinking was. So I discovered, okay, I can use cocaine. I don't have to drink. So up in the morning, and that was the first thing I did. I'd grab some coke, do a line, and proceed with my day. I could go for 2-3 days without sleep. I could work. I was functioning, so obviously I didn't have a problem. I had lots of problems. I'd go to sleep at night with it in my hand. I'd do it in bed. Get up in the morning, and it was the first thing I did because it was still in my hand from the night before. I hated myself. I hated everybody around me. But I justified it. See, everything I did, I had to be the best at. And so I would say I'm an addict, but at least I'm damn good at it. And my problems weren't my problems. They were everybody around me. So I went on like that for quite a few years, people telling me I had a problem. I never wanted my family to know what I was going through. I hid it for a long time. There was a lot of shame behind what I was doing. But as long as they didn't know, it was okay. When they found out and I told them, it made it worse for me. Because now they knew I didn't have to hide it anymore. I didn't have a day for 2 years that I didn't go without using. And it wasn't just in spurts. It was all day long, 24/7. I lost my daughter when she was 15. She moved in with her dad. She was the most important thing in the world to me. And I put this kid through hell. But I have a very strong child. When it came to her graduation, she wanted me there, and she said, "Mom, if you don't quit, I don't want you at my graduation." And I'm still in my head, and I'm still in my addiction. And I told her point blank, "Your loss, my gain. I'm going out and partying." I missed my daughter's high school graduation. Today, I regret it, but my daughter is the most important person and the strongest person that I know today. So, with all this going on, everybody was hassling me, and I called it hassling me. They had the problem. I didn't. Just let me use. I'm functioning. I still have a job. I'm still paying my bills. I'm still doing everything I have to do. But I was tired of them bugging me. So I thought, let's go do treatment. I'll do the treatment. I'll convince them all I'm clean, and I can go right back to what I'm doing. So I went into the Lawrence Center. Yeah. They didn't believe my bullshit. And they knew what I was doing. I tried the outpatient. That didn't work. So I went into the 7-day inpatient. I did the 6 days, 7-day program, and they said, "You need more treatment. We want you to go to Nova for 30 days. So, whoa, no way. No way am I going for 30 days somewhere. Packed my suitcase and walked out the door with my mother crying. I told them they'd back me into a corner. Don't ever back me into a corner. I've got this. I'll do what I want. I left there and immediately went and picked up. At that time, I was still just snorting it. I knew if I tried smoking again, I was in trouble. But from all the use, I could no longer snort cocaine. I had to smoke it. I have totally lost my sense of smell. God only knows what my sinuses are like inside. So I was smarter than the drug again, and I was going to have to smoke it. And things just got incredibly worse from there. So now I'm back out there, I'm using again, constantly having encounters with the police between myself and my boyfriend at the time. They finally convinced me to go into Nova. So the day came, and this is my misconception of what I had to do to get through treatment. I went out the night before, partied all night, made sure I had some left so that I could be high on the way up there. Fell asleep in the car because I had been on a 2-day bender. Woke up knowing I had some. And I thought if I just had one more hit before I went in, I could make it through the 30 days. Now, how I thought was going to take me through 30 days, I don't know. But I woke up and it had been thrown out the window. I freaked out. Ended up with the police at the treatment facility. They looked at me and said, "You're not ready, go home. Come back when you are." So I got thrown out of treatment before I even made it in the door. Another month went by, and I was still under the notion that all I had to do was get clean for a little while, and I could go back to using the way I used to once in a while. Checked into Nova and did the 30 days. The first week, I still had the notion of I was going to go back out there. After about 2 weeks, I started to really want it. And I had a counselor there that asked me, "What have you lost? Have you lost your house?" And I said, "No." "Have you lost your relationship?" I said, "No." I hadn't lost anything. And he looked at me and said, "Yet." And I said, "You're an ass." I said, "You don't know me. I'm smarter than that. I can do this, and I'm never going to lose anything." by the time the 30 days was up, I had decided I needed more and I was going to check into the House of Hope. Yeah, I walked in the door there and went, nope, not for me. I got this. I'm good. I lasted 2 weeks and I was back out there again. The whole time this was going on, I was talking to my aunt and I said, I don't get it. I want to. Why don't I want to quit? I wish I did because it would make life easier. And she said, that's what you need to figure out. And it took me a long time to figure that out. Throughout the course of this, I had gone to meetings and I didn't get it. I didn't get how you people could keep me clean and sober. I'd walk in and they'd be talking about something and I'd go, what am I supposed to talk about? But nobody told me just to listen, that I didn't have to talk. So we'd break off into the small groups and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I didn't get topics and I didn't get any of that. They told me to get a sponsor. I got one, didn't understand what that was about. So I kept going back out there. After I left Nova and thought I could do it on my own, my life completely fell apart. All the yets happened. I lost my house. I lost my relationship. I lost everything. I was living out of my car. But it didn't matter because I could still get high when I wanted. I don't know why that's what I wanted. It wasn't what I wanted, it's what the drug wanted for me. I truly believe the drugs take over your life. I spent a good 6 months to a year running around, hating myself. I was on this roller coaster ride, and every time I got to the top, I wanted to scream and I wanted to die. I was petrified of life. I was petrified of dying. I was petrified of waking up. Everything I did was horrible. By the grace of God, I ended up moving back in with my parents. At one point, they told me I was dead to them. It was the best thing they ever did for me because I was now losing my family. So when I moved back in with them, I knew I was on thin ice and I didn't have many more chances. I was in counseling at Human Services, and the lady said, there's this great meeting on Saturday mornings. She said, it's at 9 a.m. I said, 9 a.m.? I don't get up till 11. But I had heard I had to do everything differently. So that was the start. Let's get up at 9 a.m. Let's just start going to this meeting. I walked into this room, and I got a phone list. And I looked at it, and I looked at all the sobriety dates, and I'm like, 17 years? 20 years? And don't take this wrong, but my initial response was, what a bunch of losers. They haven't gotten it after 17 years? They're still hanging around here? Like, oh my God. Well, I'll get this in a year or so, and then I can do my own thing. So I came into these rooms, and they said, get a sponsor. Pick somebody that's got what you want. And I did. I found Kelly. She had a smile, she was happy, and she had been here for quite a while. And I started working it. But I was still in my head, and I still had the, yeah, but that's not me attitude. I stayed around for probably, I don't know if it was 3-4 months, and things got better. But I still kept taking back my will. I still kept doing what I wanted. I went back out there again. And I was out there for probably 3 months. Now, mind you, I was living with my parents and I was once again trying to hide what I was doing. I had a good job at the time. And I was happy with every aspect of my life. I wasn't happy with myself. The last time I used, at the end of the night, I ended up hiding in a basement because I had been locked out of the house, crying because I was miserable, I was cold, and I'd had enough. I decided that was the last day I was going to use. I went about a month doing it on my own. I knew I wasn't going to make it on my own. And I also knew I had to do something that I had never done before, and that was come back into this room and ask somebody that I had asked before to be my sponsor again, because I couldn't go somewhere else. I had to face my fear of looking the people in my face that were there for me in the beginning. And I walked in and I was welcomed with open arms, and I got a yes, I'll be your sponsor again. And it was great. I started working the steps, and I also decided that if I was going to do this, I had to get out of myself. If somebody in this room made a suggestion, I wasn't going to say, well, that's not for me. I was going to say, okay, this isn't really what I want, but it's what they think I need. And obviously, I don't know what I need, because it hasn't worked for me in so many years. And I started doing the things I was told to do, or suggested to do, because nobody ever tells you what you have to do in these rooms, they suggest. And I started doing them, and I was told to volunteer, service work, come set up. I'm like, how the heck is setting up gonna keep me clean? Well, you know what? I got to meet Dan, and that was my first connection. Every morning for I don't know how many months, Dan and I set up this room for the meeting. I went to a taco dinner. Kelly said, volunteer. Go help in the kitchen. I got to meet some more people. All of a sudden, this group of losers was becoming my friends. And I've discovered, I'm one of you now. I've discovered, though, that's not it. That's not what it's about. This is a constant program, and I'm always growing in it. And these are my friends. And I love every person in this room today. And without you, I could not do this. I started working the steps, and I struggled with the first step. You know, I knew I was an addict. That I didn't have a problem with. I couldn't put together, my life was unmanageable because I was an addict. That was everybody else's fault. They were making my life unmanageable. You know, and I remember many, many years back, probably in my 20s, I had a friend who was an addict. And he started doing AA, and I looked at the steps, and I went, wow, it's got gotten there like 300 times. I think I'm not an addict, because I could never do this. It's a God thing, and I know there's no God. I struggled with that coming in. I mean, I knew there was a God, but he wasn't there. At Nova, they told me pick a doorknob. That doesn't work. But I started listening, and they said, pick anything that knows more than you. And oh my God, everybody in this room knew more than me. And I started listening to them. It's been an incredible trip. Today, God is God in my life. I spent a lot of time last night and the last few days talking to him, asking him to guide me through today, because this is not in my making. I'm not someone to speak. I worked through the steps, and everything started getting greater. And I got a sponsee, and working with my sponsee, it's so rewarding to watch the newcomer come in. You know, today, when I'm on that roller coaster ride, I'm not at the top screaming, I'm gonna die. I'm at the top going, whoa, I can't wait to go down and come back up again. It's a great ride. And I know there's nothing in life that I can't get through today. I love life. I look forward to every minute I have with the people in this program. So, and I don't know how long I've been speaking, but I guess if I could say one thing about this program, well, not one thing, several things, work the steps, get involved in service work, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Don't make it work. Have fun with it. Get to know the people. Don't look at it as a job. It's our fears that keep us using, as far as I'm concerned. Work through them and live for today. I can't get over how incredible my life is today. I recently got a new job. When I lost my other job, I thought it was the end of the world. And I realized I lost it for a reason. It gave me that time to actually go out and go to the Halloween dance and spend more time in this program and get more involved. Things are great today. I have my daughter back in my life. She asked me to record today so that I could send it to her. She'll call me on a regular basis and just tell me, "I'm so proud of you, Mom." It's a wonderful feeling, and I don't ever want to go back out there. That obsession to use today is lifted. I think about it periodically, but it's a fleeting thought, and I don't want to go back. I take that last use, and I play that tape through, and I think about sitting there miserable, cold, and when I hit that point, I just shudder, and it's like, oh, God, I don't want to be that person again. I took things to an excess. I was headed down to an AA baseball game one day. It was my first time headed into the city. And I wasn't worried about it. And I went, "Why are you not worried? You should be petrified. Maybe you better just call somebody just in case." And I did. I picked up the phone and I called somebody in this program. I said, "Hey, I'm headed into town. I don't do that. I'm not afraid, but I think I should be. So can you talk to me till I get there?" And I spent 20 minutes on the phone with this person, just till I got down there. It's a matter of vigilance. It's a matter of working the steps, getting to know yourself, getting to know people in this program. I love life today, and I can't wait for tomorrow. And with that, I pass.